It's time for the Polansky Pure Winter Wheat Wednesday. I'm Susan Littlefield. Assistant professor at Kansas State University is Dr. Romolo Lolato. He talks to us about the freezes, and there's been more than one that the Kansas wheat has seen.
We were estimating that anywhere, as you mentioned, about 50% of the crop was exposed to that freeze damage, right? What we were seeing then was big difference in systems, right? Production systems, crops that were planted earlier, typically more on time, right? They had a better tillering during the fall, and it seems like the freeze hurt them some. We could find anywhere from 10 up to 50% of those tillers that were damaged, but they had enough tillers that they were able to probably recover, provided some rainfall. And the other scenario were crops that were planted late. Usually, especially in north central Kansas, probably south central Nebraska as well, crops that were planted after soybeans, right? So growers were actually waiting on that soybean to come out of the ground, and they were finally able to plant the wheat late. That crop didn't have much time to tiller in the fall, and we were seeing 80, 90% leaf loss on those cases, and many times up to half of those tillers that seem to have been damaged by the freeze as well.
Those comments coming from Dr. Romolo Lolato at Kansas State University. And that's the Polansky Pure Winter Wheat Wednesday.